Hi, I'm Jodie Wansley, author, keynote speaker, and happiness expert. I'm talking to you today from the Simply Laughter Online Summit. Now, the next guest is Alex Sternick. Now, he is going to be talking to us all about how important it is for you to fully express your emotions. He's going to tell us all about the art of nonsense and using gibberish in our laughter practice or on its own. He's also going to tell us the concept of a gibberish professor. Enjoy.
Gibberish is very far from putting your fingers on the keyboard and do like this. This is not gibberish. It's running away from yourself. But it's for sure not gibberish. I have, because so many people, when they want to impress me, you know what they do? They send me JHZ, but this is not gibberish. It's running away from what you really are. Now, now we have to ask why. Before we are talking about the what, we ask the why. Why is much more beyond the what? And working through the gibberish as a kind of intervention, or working with paradoxical and nonsensical tools and elements, it is because we want to disrupt from our linear, mind-based structure. We want to detach, we want to transcend beyond the linear paradigms, old belief system that doesn't help us anymore, but it's always into the comfort zone to push the neutral pedal in the car. Yes, neutral button. And consuming more petrol and energy. It's more in the comfort zone. So we want to transcend beyond the conventions, beyond the you have to, you need to, you must, or what the others are dictating to us, and break this linear system, and then being precise only with my heart. Only with my heart, because only when I can be precise with my heart, or if you wish, in other words, to precise with my true existence and being, from there I can be precise with others, not the opposite. You cannot serve the others without first serving yourself. In order to do this, in order to be more precise, in order to be more in your path of meaning and purpose, you must be able how to detach from your mind, from your logic. And it's not your logic, it's the logic of others. What's so-called the common sense. And hence, we use different elements technically that help us to take a step out from everything we have been imposed to believe that this is the one absolute truth from early childhood. And it was emanated, it was imprinted very deeply in our DNA, in our subconscious mind, from the age of 3 or 4. That's the early age. That's the most easy time in our life period to program us. Now it's a hard work to deprogram. But gibberish, when we work with elements of gibberish, whether by spoken language, whether by exercises, whether by thinking, whether by writing, by playing, little by little by little, we lose or we unload all those not helping and not contributing elements that we have adopted through the years. Now, gibberish by itself, of course, it is a kind of language and way of communication. Of course, it's not a blah blah, it's a language. But it's a language that there is only one law and a rule which applies there, which is anything goes. It means there are no rules, you can say anything. Anything you want, there is. You don't need to operate your inner censor or inner judge. The inner judge can go asleep. You can say anything. Nothing is logical. You can say anything what you want, and this is a reflection and a projection, or a mirror, if you want, to what happens in the big world of us, the big gibberish theater cafe where all anything goes, the chaos, anything can happen in any moment. I want to plan something. In Germany, people schedule their diary from today to 365 days in advance. Okay, they already know what can happen in the future. But as German proverb says, "Man tracht and God lacht." I plan and God laughs. And always I have this freedom of choice, whether I'm victimized by God and I'm complaining and I'm trying to change the reality, or I am laughing with God. And laughing with God is improvisation. And laughing with God, it means to accept the fact that life and world has no meaning. Sorry, life has a meaning. The external world has no meaning. It can be chaotic. It can be absurdic. It can be illogical. I have only one choice: to accept and improvise on top of that. The same structure applies in gibberish. I can say "Gruk is kratzes groi fi di gelfe netz," and then I contradict myself and I say "I pruki freke vero kudi sprak lepra," and there is no need to understand why I say that, and there is no need to understand why this happened to me or that is happened to me, and we don't know what is going to happen in the future, because through the gibberish we understand that we don't know anything. If we say we know something, we become a big arrogant. This is arrogancy.
And I find this really important, and I've actually used this in my personal life, because I think it's so important for us, and we keep so much inside, and we're so worried about judgment or about hurting other people. By using gibberish, we are able to let that out, to free ourselves from those things, and to express what we need to say. And the other person can't necessarily understand us, and I find it very freeing. I think that's a wonderful thing about gibberish. Now, you talk about making sense and finding meaning, but you're talking nonsense. So can you elaborate a bit more about that? Because we're always trying to put a meaning to everything, aren't we? And we're always searching. But in gibberish, we're talking about the art of nonsense.
This is a very, very good question. And we can go back to Viktor Frankl. And Viktor Frankl always talking about meaning in life. A meaning in life is something that when it's revealed to us, what is our meaning in life? What is our purpose for living? What is our precise way of our life? When we know that and we follow it, and we are not in conflict with this insight, then the byproduct of it is happiness. Sense in life doesn't mean that word has sense. Sense in life is something else. Is when I dedicate myself only to the precision, to the preciseness of my being, and I never compromise. It's compromising. It's the opposite of precision. Compromise is neither hot and neither cold. It's something like this. It's in the middle. It's the heart is always in a shrinking position. Yes, let's compromise. Let's compromise on the price. No, never, never be precise. But in order to do that, you have to detach from your mind. You have to detach from logic. Okay? Only when you detach from your logic, only when you don't think about your purpose for living, only when you don't think it over, what is my meaning in life? You never find your meaning in life if you think about it. You never find your happiness if you pursue for happiness. You cannot pursue for happiness. Happiness cannot be pursued, it must ensue. It's a byproduct of a time where you stop thinking. And only when you can stop your thinking and you can stop your mental turbulence, then an insight can reveal to us. And this will be a precise insight. A precise insight. It can be an enlightenment. You can get enlightened by any idea. Now, if I go on vacation, okay, I switch off my computer and my mobile phone for few weeks and I don't think, then good insights, good inspirations, good thoughts can come. This is sense. This is something sensible, okay? Mm-hmm. If you go into meditation retreat, the same thing applies. You are disconnected from all this turbulence and then things may be channeled to you. When you do gibberish for a long time, like I can give you an example that when I'm doing my jogging, when I jog, I run sometimes, I need it for my body. While jogging and singing in gibberish, I have a very, very sacred style of singing in gibberish. I like it. Sometimes from somewhere, I am getting different messages and good thoughts. And those thoughts have a lot of sense to me, okay? But I need to detach from logic in order to get the right and precise thoughts, as there are many, many thoughts which are not precise, which can damage us, which have a lot of compromise behind, a lot of thoughts that accompanied to inner struggle and external struggle with others. And those we don't want. Those we don't want.
Yeah.
So using paradoxical and paralogical elements help us to detach from ourselves, to take a step out. And when we take a step out, then we can be channels. We cannot mix with the thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. It's almost like freeing your mind is what you're saying. You're freeing your mind from the clutter.
Oh, yeah. Emotions are all fine. Okay? Emotions mm-hmm. are fine. Body feelings or body sensations are fine. The thoughts that accompany to the emotions, they make the problems.
Okay. Yeah, now I've watched a program about you talking about your emotions because, you know, we're always trying to be happy and then people say, oh, think positively, think happy thoughts. But actually, I love your idea about we have to embrace all of our emotions and accept them. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. When somebody is telling you, be happy, be happy, be happy, keep smiling, be positive. First of all, no system can change the other system. That's a big mistake of people. You can only change yourself. The second thing, I cannot fake an emotion. If I will try to convince me, okay, I will be happy today. Today I will be laughing, but inside my heart, there is crisis. There is something sad, and I didn't accept. I didn't embrace the other emotion that today I am sad. Today I have a very big pain, okay? Today I am gloomy. I didn't respect this side in me. If I don't respect, it always stays in me. The same thing applies when, unfortunately, in the West, if a worker, if a person who is working has a depression, and instead of helping a person to accept his depression, accept, surrender, be there, okay, show it off and exaggerate till it melts away. Because when they accept something, it melts away. We drag it by giving medicines. When I take the medicine, I keep the depression. On the superficial level, external level, I become happier with the drugs. But inside, this depression stays forever and ever and ever. There is no cure, okay? So only when I can move flexibly from one emotion to the other emotion, to the other emotion, from happiness to pain, from pain to sadness, to boredom, to embarrassment, to shyness, to all emotions you can find on the spectrum and be flexible about it. Knowing one thing, all emotions are impermanent. Okay, they rise, they come, and they're passing away. They rise and they're passing away. If you don't give them the right honor, they will stay longer and longer time. And the clown, if we're talking about the archetype of the clown, the clown embraces all emotions, not only laughter. Laughter is only one small emotion we have. Sure. The happiness means the flexibility to move through all emotions in this range. Move flexibly, know the emotions and never hide them. And Chaplin said, to truly laugh, you must be able to take your pain and play with it or laugh with it. If you have your pain, it can be a mental pain, it can be a physical pain, and you never drag it, but you play it on stage as a protagonist, then you start juggle with it. And when you start juggle with it, like in logotherapy, the power of this fear, the power of this problem slowly disappears and melting away. This is true. The same is true with the medicine called homeopathy. Because in homeopathy, what do? You know, we treat the same, of treating the same with the same. In Latin, similia, similibus curantur. If I have a problem, I have a disease, an illness, I'm taking a medicine which is not an antidote. I take the same poison, but diluted in many, many times, very, very diluted. So the, how it's called, this tincture has no chemical. But there is a very, very small quantity of the poison.
But I want to ask you about a gibberish professor and what does that mean? Can you train as one or what is the value in that?
Gibberish professor started as an exercise, I think around 7-8 years ago. I developed it. When it's done, it has a lot of humor and a lot of laughter. And it's based on the idea of open improvisation when there is one protagonist who pretends to be a very, very knowledgeable professor, teacher in university. And he's going now to give a lecture about his field of expertise. So when we do it in the training, so we have the flip chart, we have the mouse, the real mouse or the imaginary mouse, doesn't matter. We have a computer and we have the projector. And then the professor, the teacher, delivers his lecture in gibberish. In gibberish.
Good.
But what happens little by little? Some students, they don't understand the material, they need to ask a question. Somebody wants to go to the loo, somebody is late, somebody is throwing chalks on the teacher, somebody is making paper airplanes and throwing, somebody is copying from the other guys,
notepad, yes.
So there is something always moving. Sometimes I take someone out of the room and I'm telling him, now you knock on the door and you come as the Pope. Now the Pope comes to visit the class, interact with the teacher. So we built up a very, very improvisational scene where everybody can add or when everybody can contribute to the scene. And we don't know to where the scene can take us, because all the possibilities can come when we do in gibberish. But the idea here of the professor, that I want some people, even if they teach something, even if they, you know, that they learned it, you have to teach somewhere in the class, just to be a little bit down on earth and think, okay, not, maybe what I'm teaching is not one absolute truth. Just be humble about it, okay? And of course, as I said, there are many, many things that we learn. It's a very nice theory, but very hard and very difficult to be applied in real life, because real life has a different logic. We cannot understand the logic of the big universe. It's beyond our capacity of understanding.
Yeah, no, that's great. Now, we're going to have all your information, a link to your YouTube channel, your site, your courses, your wonderful courses. So if anybody is interested in contacting Alex about courses, I'm going to have courses, all the links.
And one-to-one private coaching. Actually, we work a lot about self-empowerment. I forgot to say the key words of this work is self-empowerment, but of course, self-acceptance, disobedience. And as I said, always, if you want to be happy, be precise. Precision for your of your needs.
Absolutely. And I think this is really important in all fields, not only in day-to-day living, but in corporate settings, because they're so serious and they need that outlet. So it's great for corporates as well. So you can contact us about that. Contact Alex or myself, and we'll tell you about what's going on, because I'm hoping to do lots of things with Alex here with Gibberish, because I really love it. So Alex, thank you so much for your time and your wonderful passion that you've got for everything you're doing. And we will be
Voilà.